Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looking up, it is gone into the grandstand. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber.
Be curious, not judgmental.
6-0 Red Sox, can you believe it?
Oh, 3-0, I'm hacking. What do you mean, Febles? Don't you give me the take?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with ya?
There you go.
How's that? All
right. Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive.
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Hey, so I think I know the answer to the song.
Yeah.
Is it Crazy Train?
Woo! Yes, it absolutely is Crazy Train.
Nailed it.
Wow. Didn't even need a clue on that one. Wow. Stiz Grimy, nice job.
That's how he does.
Yeah. You redeemed yourself.
This game is why they're playing Christian radio instead of AAF.
Oh, shots fired.
Wow.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Number one, I had an epiphany yesterday, and I know people get a little bit butthurt, but Mac Jones, and I said, who does he remind me of? My former college teammate, Shad Pennington.
Oh, no!
And I think
that's your comp.
That is my comp, and I don't think that's a bad thing to say.
Horrible.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
There was no climax to it.
No climax.
No. There was none.
Courtney
zero.
Wanted a climax.
Yes.
Yes.
Greg hears that all the time.
Yeah, don't we all?
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Curtis, some clarification on the Red Sox Korbel champagne controversy. Apparently, they ordered that champagne 6 months ago, but supply chain issues delayed the arrival until just yesterday. So
I could go for a good supply chain joke.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Ew.
Mine? Wow. Just wow, Ken Laird. Mr. Baseball ecstatic this morning. This is a baseball city, and we are two wins away from the Fall Classic.
We are two wins away.
You I've been there since the beginning.
You with the jersey. Red Sox jersey. My God.
What is Lou doing in this morning?
Listen, the jersey is a dress Greg situation. And an individual who would like to remain nameless has donated a significant amount of dollars to the Greg Hill Foundation, in which I would wear this custom jersey if the Red Sox won last night. And I am required, again, I have to be somewhat tight-lipped about this. I am required to say something twice during the program.
Thank you, Ernie.
No, it is not. It is not the sugar daddy of this program, Ernie Bach Jr. It is an individual who apparently would like two on-air apologies at some point during this morning's show.
Oh, wow.
So I can say no more.
Is it our boss?
Huh?
Is it our boss?
It is not anybody.
Heim Bloom.
Sam Kennedy's our boss.
I cannot say whether either of you have nailed it, but it's quite possible that that's what it is. This arrived. It says Hill on the back. And
oh, wow.
It says Hill on the back. Like you didn't demand that it said Hill
on
the back.
21 Hill, too, huh?
Wow.
A little 2-1.
21, baby.
In my list of douche hardo moves of sports fans,
yes,
putting your last name on a jersey that you don't play for is top of the list.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And if it were not raising money for the Greg Hill Foundation, I would have said no, Curtis. So.
Why do you have one of those with Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins all with Hill on it?
You should sign it and put it in a frame and then hang it out. Everybody comes through the studio and be like, oh, wow, who's Hill?
Well, electric game last night.
Oh, the atmosphere?
Both Courtney and Wiggy were there.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that it was, as far as crowds go, the best yet, playoff-wise, in your opinion.
This was the first playoff game that I've been to this season. So for me, I don't have anything to compare it to in person. But based off what I've seen on TV versus what I experienced last night, I would say it's up there.
Yo, it was lit, man. Straight up. The crowd was hype. The fans was hype. The team was hype. The energy in the building. I'm telling you, you said it at the start of the show. This might be a Red Sox town.
I think it may be. I think you're right, Wiggy. It may be a Red Sox town.
Brad Foe called it a while ago, and we laughed at him.
All right. Well, speaking of Brad Foe.
Well, that's expected.
He will join us, I believe, at 7 on this morning show. Before that, we will get to today's leads in about 25 minutes at 6:30 or so. And it is a tie Tuesday, which means that Ty MFing Law will join us at 8:30 on this morning show. And Steve Peralt of the Red Sox podcast will be in here after 9. So lots to do this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Greg, no low energy this morning. The Boston Red Sox on October 19th, 2021 are 2 wins away from the World Series.
Now, you may be a bigger fraud than anybody in this room. And I got to tell you something. You have been absolutely deriding baseball and its entertainment value since I arrived on this program 2 years ago. Ken, am I right about
that? You are 100% correct, Greg.
Interesting when radio hosts to mock people who jump on the bandwagon when everybody has jumped on the bandwagon. The games are doing 20s. They were doing 2s during the regular season.
We're not.
At least I acknowledge jumping on the bandwagon.
It's good news for the radio station. I root for one thing, Odyssey and Chris Curtis.
That's 2 things.
All right. Well,
you can't spell Odyssey without Chris.
If you want to watch this show, you can do it on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And if for whatever the reason you cannot listen to it on the radio, a reminder that you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us and this radio station from wherever you are. And here is Ken Laird and what is trending first thing this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
While you're hanging out watching your favorite team this week, check your name at findmassmoney.com. See if there is money waiting for you. Findmassmoney.com. See if there are funds waiting for you. Too bad that Heim Bloom didn't pick up anything at the trade deadline. Boy, nothing there.
He kicks and he delivers. Swing. There's a long drive to right field. Deep toward the grandstand. Tucker looking up. It is gone into the grandstand. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber. 6-0 Red Sox. Can you believe it?
3-0.
Ken, who's Captain Rizzo in the studio? Who was killing Heim Bloom for not getting Rizzo and settling for Schwarber?
I was not killing him. I kept pointing out you got an all-star in Schwarber, and you kept downplaying that. But how about
you
Wiggy?
You said they should have gotten Rizzo.
Well, I preferred Rizzo, yeah. But they got Schwarber. You said they got nothing. Wiggy last night called the shot on the group text. I thought he was just there, like, seeing it before the delay, but it turns out he sends the Schwarbomb text before it actually happened.
Yes, but he misspelled the Schwar part of the Schwarbomb, I believe.
No, S-H-A-R. S-C-H-W-B.
Go back.
A-R-B.
A-R-B.
He was doing it phonetically.
A Schwarbaum. Another Schwarbaum.
Yep.
I mean, the guy is money.
Yeah, he is money.
He's money.
How about right now, the second team in baseball history with three slams in a postseason. First team to ever do it in a single series. Fifth in history to hit a slam in back-to-back games in a playoff history. Four homers on the night, Greg. That's 20 in the playoffs for Boston. Tied for most in baseball history with the 0-4 Astros. 11 hits, sixth straight game they've done that. And here's Alex Cora talking about the offense.
We're playing good baseball, I think, all around, running the bases well, playing good defense, pitching well. So offensively, this is the best we've been the whole season, and they're locked in right now. The preparation is a lot better right now. The communication a lot better. Like I said, it's not about 30 homers or 100 RBIs. Now it's about winning four games, and they're doing everything possible in that batter's box to grind at bats and to put good at bats, and they're doing that.
And I think that's the Schwarber effect, right? He came in here and showed them a little bit how to grind at bats. That last thing Cora said, they have been much. How about that Verdugo at bat before the grand slam? The 11 pitch at bat.
I think that's when the crowd gets loudest, too. Verdugo. The place loves Verdugo.
My favorite player.
Yeah.
He is?
He's my favorite player. I call him the Mexican assassin. Love his walk-up music.
His walk-up music is the best. I do love his walk-up music.
I do love assassins.
It's pretty cool, though. But I'll say this. I know Cora's talking about the offense, which was unbelievable. But how about E-Rod, bro? Like, what time is it in the building? Check your watch.
Yeah, at some point, we probably don't have time for it now, but we'll have to discuss why Alex Cora was bent out of shape over that last night.
Yes.
When it came to the taunting.
Well, that was going to be my lead. Can get to it before if you'd like to.
We can get to that with when it comes to the leads.
Cora, by the way, 17-5 now in the playoffs. And has never lost a back-to-back game, which is ridiculous. Game four tonight, 8:08 first pitch. Not over yet. 7:08 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Nick Pivetta, your starter. He's opposing now 38-year-old Zach Greinke, who has not started since September 19th. Has only been in 3.5 innings of action, counting the postseason since then. So interesting tonight.
Yeah, well, interesting going forward here because let me do a food analogy. Is it the bakeries where they sell the day-old rolls? I mean, that's essentially what we're down to, both teams, when it comes to pitching. So whoever can muster together, cobble together game five pitching in some way, shape, or form may end up taking this thing, Kenley.
I picture you as a huge fan of the half-price day-old bagel.
Sometimes I'll go a week-old, Curtis, as long as I can peel the mold off of it.
Oh, you're gross.
Pretty good news for the Patriots, too, last night. If you fancy them catching the Bills in the division, Bills lose at 34-31 in Tennessee.
What an ending on that one, right? Yeah. The Bills going for it 4th-and-1, and all they had to do was kick the field goal to tie the game, being super aggressive, and then Josh Allen slips on a quarterback sneak.
How are you 6'5", and you can't sneak a yard?
I don't know what he was doing. He was trying to, like, slide over, and then his feet slipped from out underneath him.
It happens. Happened to me on a puppy gate once. It happens. Feet just come right out from under you.
Well, 4-2 Titans, 4-2 Bills. Of course, the Titans coming to Foxborough November 28th. Two meetings with Buffalo yet on the year. And hockey news, Evander Kane of your San Jose Sharks suspended 21 games for a violation of COVID protocols.
Yeah.
Allegation that he submitted a fake vaccine card.
Wow. That was his wife dropping dimes on him left and right. Huh?
That's the only thing that they got him on, though, when it came to what she said.
Yeah, so
the
he only wasn't thing, betting or anything.
The only thing that they can get him on is a COVID violation. And he goes without pay for all of that period of time, which is interesting.
Looking forward to Curtis's weather or the Wendy's read from Wiggy's coming up.
Is Stiz around? Because if Stiz could trash can Curtis's weather, I would really appreciate that. Is that a possibility? Is the trash can still here?
Yes, it is.
It's there. I think Stiz is in
it. It's right here.
Yeah.
No. All right. A lot of good feedback on that yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, what? I had a lot of good DMs about that.
Oh, Curtis. Oh, Curtis was mocking it. I felt like it was a pretty good contest. Do we have more tickets to give away for we need to give away
actually,
tickets
yes.
for Game 5. Do we have tickets to give away for
Let
tonight?
Me confirm that. Yeah. I
okay.
Today, Stiz is going to do sign language a song on the radio. See if
and I'm going to get your mouth all wet and warmery.
Ooh, warmery.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado.
I stand by my statement mid-season. The best walk-up of any of the walk-ups.
Well, Wiki comes in here before the show and he says, that's a great walk-up song Verdugo has. We've been playing it for literally months.
He's trying to co-sign that for me?
Totally.
Bandwagoner.
Figures. Well, you don't hear the walk-up unless you're at the game.
Bandwagoner.
Yeah, that's... Oh, so last night was the first time that... Wait. Was last night the first Sox game you've been at this season?
You were at the one in the suite.
I went to one way back when. I never really, like, pay attention to the walk-up music because they play a ton of music between walk-up. And if they walk somebody, they play that walk it out.
Okay.
Like, I was like, JD Martinez Day playing at Ricky Rose, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Schwabs, or Schwabs, as you call them.
Schwab.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes, Bone Thugs. I was like, all right.
Crossroads.
Xander DMX.
Schwabs. What was, by the way, your use of the term, which I have never heard before, warmery?
Yes.
Warmery. That's a new word for
that's
me.
That's a Wiggyism.
It's like, you know.
What does that mean, warmery?
You ever, like, hear hangry?
Yes.
Yeah. What's that mean?
It means you're hungry and you're angry.
Warmery means your mouth is warm and you're ready to get it on.
Oh.
That doesn't make make any sense. Yeah,
it does. It's like no, when your mouth is, when you're drooling a little bit.
Yeah,
you're no, like, no, it needs, no, but it needs to have the uri part.
No, it don't.
The, like hangry is a combination of hungry and angry.
Right.
Watery.
If you were doing warmery and get it on, it would be warm it on. No. Or it would be warm it on or
Greg,
something.
You can try as long as you can. You can't jackhammer logic into something.
Okay. Nope.
All right. Okay.
Nope.
All
especially right. when you're talking about words, street vernacular.
It's warm and watery. Warmery.
Street vernacular.
Oh, warm and watery. It's warmery.
Yep.
Okay. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Wait. Oh. I won. This is Andy from the Aperol Spritz Pick'em with Wiggy.
That's me. I'm so warmery right now.
There you go.
So, Andy, you won yourself into the Capitol Grill for a complimentary Aperol Spritz with Wiggy and myself, and we'll order some food as well.
Yes.
Are we
good
doing
win.
Wiggy lost the very first pick'em. Should we do it again, or does that mean I'm going to have to cough up for 10 people to go to the Capitol
Grill?
Well,
it was a close pick'em. I tell you that because
yeah.
I thought Buffalo at one point in time they were leading this game. I was like, okay, and Tennessee made a
thank
nice.
Thank you, Josh Allen. Thank you, right. Josh Allen.
Greg, I say as long as your buddies at Capitol Grill are willing to offer it, we should keep going until Wiggy loses.
All right, we'll do it again Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again Friday and see if Wiggy can win one. I guess.
Maybe TC will win, and I'll actually get to meet TC in person. As long as hockey's on TV, he'll be happy.
All right. Andy, nice work. Way to go.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
We'll set something up soon. And appreciate you participating in the first ever Aperol Spritz Pick'em with Jermaine Wiggins.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Speaking of callers, like you just brought up TC, mm-hmm. I did go to Gate C yesterday to see one Michael at the sausage stand.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, him giving myself and Santo a hard time. I don't know why I put myself in those situations, but I did.
Uh-huh.
And it was great to see him.
Huh. Is that Michael from the sports club?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that guy Michael who called up and bullied Courtney.
Yep.
Remember him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say bullied. He made one comment.
He was aggressive.
Yeah.
He was aggressive. And he runs a sausage cart.
Oh, yes.
Did you get a free sausage at least?
I did not. All he did was tell me he hates BC and named off the reasons why.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was a quick indirection.
There's no sausage here.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg's 401 text from Rhode Island. I want to thank all of the listeners in the Providence, Rhode Island region. Greg's, I don't want to win because I don't want to get blown out take from the Rays series is aging about as well as Wiggy's COVID fizzle out take. You're right about that. Horrible take by me. Hence why I am wearing this Red Sox jersey and I have a phrase that I must utter twice during the program in order for a substantial donation to be made to the Greg Hill Foundation. So I will utter said phrase twice during today's program. Anonymous individual donating big bucks to the foundation for Dress Greg in order for me to wear this Red Sox jersey, which says Hill and 21 on the back. A texter suggested that it should say Forever instead of Hill. Forever 21. I don't buy into that. I'm not buying into
that. Are we guessing the phrase that you have to say twice, or are you going to let us know?
You can guess the phrase.
I think we should guess.
You can guess the phrase.
We'll pick it up.
It has an individual's name in it.
Okay.
The phrase. Not that that would be the individual who paid for it. One could surmise that maybe it was that, but that's not what it is. Mm. I'm not saying whether that's what it is or not.
Or 21, the average age of the girls on the trilogy.
Yeah, that's the joke. That was the Forever 21 joke that was just the
was
made,
that
made by the texter.
Mine
yeah,
was better,
moments
though.
Ago.
Hey, I liked it better.
Was one mine better?
Yep.
Forever 21.
Hold on. the last couple of takes from Jermaine Wiggins are sponsored. Can we get to the sponsor sound effect on those? Ken?
I don't know if I have.
If you could, please. If you could.
Which sound effect?
Wasn't it the mental workout?
I don't know.
Management. This is tough. This is
Ken
tough
is
look.
Behind a little bit this morning.
I heard the wrong words.
Okay. Here is the everything Wiggy has said so far this morning brought to you by this sponsor.
Somebody's smoking out of a bong right there.
Yeah.
I thought you said bomb. I'm looking for bomb sound effect.
That's a bong, man.
It did bomb, too.
I don't really smoke out of the bong, though.
Well, listen, Red Sox making history last night, postseason history, with three grand slams so far in this series. Courtney and Wiggy there. Courtney said it was electric.
It was.
And it was. And one can reasonably suggest, Curtis, now at this point, that this is indeed a baseball town.
And I actually said that before Bradfoe, if we're going to be honest.
You did?
Yes, I brought it up on the show.
And can I also say, while you're sitting there, obviously you can hear the conversations going on around you. So the group behind me, a group of really nice six or seven guys, I would say probably seniors in high school to juniors in college, somewhere in that age range.
Uh-huh.
While they're there and they're talking about every single guy that's out there on the field, but they're also talking about the Bruins, which was so nice. It's like the electricity around sports in this city never ceases to amaze me. So they're sitting there, they're like, oh, do you think the Bruins are going to be good this season? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Swayman, blah, 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 so on and so forth. They're talking about hoping that Tuca comes back. They actually mentioned what Tuca told us on the radio show.
Really?
They said, oh, he said he'd be a steal, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, so it's just nice.
Quick reminder that Thursday is Bruins Thursday at this radio station. Mike Milbury will be on this show at 8:30 on Thursday morning. And Andrew Raycroft will be on Gresham Keefe in the midday, and Jack Edwards will be on with Christian and Lou in the afternoon on Thursday. So it is a Bruins Thursday coming up this Thursday and every Thursday during this Bruins season. All right, Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45, and during the news, why you can't call Kanye Kanye any longer. We'll get to that during the news, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Stump me. Can I hear it on a trash can? Get Stiz Grimy in here. Can I hear this on a trash can? I gotta hear. Go ahead.
This is a real deep cut. I mean, it's not really fair.
Is it Ozzy?
No. No. This guy sounds like the Kiss singer, Paul Stanley. Though.
Sounds like the hook is keep on running. Is that
Don't Stop Running is the song. Y&T is the band.
Y&T had one hit. They had a great hit. They had they're a one hit wonder. Do you know what their top 10 probably a number one song was? Y&T.
We played one before. Brangie loaded in.
Yeah. Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know what their number one hit was? Summertime Girls.
Oh yes.
All right.
That was a hit.
Yes. Oh, it's a huge hit. Huge. All right, the leads
bigger
this
than
morning.
Schwarber's hit.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Find out how you can help return the love that pets give to us this month. You can get details when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
So I didn't pick this up until this morning, actually. With Erod coming off the mound last night, you could see on the Fox telecast Cora vehemently gesturing, you know, like he was pissed off at something. And I really didn't put it together. But obviously, after the fact, we learn that Erod is doing, he's mocking Carlos Correa's pointing at the watch motion, that it's my time.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And Cora's so upset about it and addressed it in the postgame that he's trying to put an end to this.
Alex, I was just going to ask you about, Eduardo's start and also just what you said to him kind of coming off the mound there.
Don't do that.
And why?
Because we don't act that way. I mean, you know, we just show up, we play, and we move on. And he knows. I let him know. We don't have to do that. You know, if we're looking for motivation outside of what we're trying to accomplish, we're in the wrong business. You know, the only motivation we have is to win four games against them and move on to the next round.
Now, I love that, but it's a little conflicting. I mean, as I said before the series, don't get cocky, but this organization has been cocky at several times this year. We had the Corbell champagne yesterday. We've had the social media account be over-the-top cocky, remembering tweets. We've had Sam Kennedy on this show saying the Yankees were 3-10 against us. They needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this from Cora. He's trying to keep... Yes.
Trying to eliminate any excitement that might be around Major League Baseball when it comes to players going at each other.
But it's a distraction for his team.
It's not a distraction.
Yes,
Ken,
yes,
don't be an idiot.
And after
Ken, you sound like a buffoon. And normally that's that is Curtis's role on this show.
I'm with you on this one, Greg.
I mean, give me a break.
Too.
Yeah. You got a guy who is embarrassing you, tapping his watch because he hits a home run in their building, and there's no issue whatsoever with Easy Eddie coming off the mound last night and tapping his watch.
And
I love it.
And so many people wanted him after last Monday's start to tip his cap, do something to acknowledge all the hate around him. And now he's doing it. It's not against the fans. It's against another player. But I love it. I don't think we should be talking about any watches, though, when it comes to anything going on in Fenway. But that's neither here nor there.
It wasn't an Apple Watch.
No, yeah, I mean.
That's John Farrell's era.
It was probably a Timex.
I know, but still.
But I have no problem. You have an issue with it, of course.
I love Cora. I think this guy just knows what's happening. You don't want E-Rod back out there in a Game 7 in Houston having to hear the noise from the Astros crowd. I mean, this is far from over. Don't get cocky.
He
great
basically
job.
Was defending his teammates, as far right. as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
because that was thrown in their face.
Right.
By
Correa
out there, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry. I like it. It's good for baseball, Ken. Right. Mm. Good for baseball.
Not for his team. It is
all right.
Not good.
And it was understated. Like we said, we didn't even realize it till everybody else started making a big deal out of it. It's not like he was in their face or anything like that.
Correa's was like at home plate after he hit the home run in front of everybody.
Yeah, right.
So,
all right, Ken. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. The Red Sox are 6 outs away from their 5th World Series in 17 years.
Six outs. What are they only playing one inning a game the next couple? I like that.
Restart.
I like that concept. Okay. Big baseball guy over there.
How do you lose?
I know
you somebody loses a bet.
Big baseball guy. Didn't he say he loved it since he was like a kid in Duxbury or wherever, Dover or wherever he grew up? This is not Little League. We don't end the game after 6 innings.
I know. You didn't play.
All right. Anyway.
I know what you meant, Greg.
Two wins away.
Great.
Start all over again. Red Sox are now 2 wins away from the World Series at Fenway Park.
Biden had his mask off.
Look how triggered he is. He's
going to come
at me. He's coming at me
in
now.
2 seconds.
He's coming at me now, Ken.
How is it a punishment for you that they give money to your foundation?
Greg, what's that thing we do where we restart the show?
Oh, yeah. You want to do a rare restart of the program for Curtis?
I give him another chance.
All right.
The Red Sox are 6 wins away.
What?
From winning their 5th World Series since 2004.
I don't enjoy anything more than this. Go ahead, yes.
And that means that will be a better accomplishment. I don't know what Ken's laughing at. He hasn't been funny in 30 years.
He's completely triggered.
The Red Sox accomplishment will be a greater one than the Patriots winning 6 in that same time span because they had one player doing all of it. The Red Sox, will have had 3 or 4 different general managers, Theo, Sherrington, Dombrowski, and Heim. They will have had several different rosters, 3 different managers, and they still win. Yet that ownership group is despised, and Robert Kraft is America's hero. And if they win the World Series this year, they will have had a more impressive run than the New England Patriots.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right, Curtis, thank you. Of course, Curtis is referencing, many don't know it, but that Rule 7A, which allows you to advance to the World Series with just 6 outs if you get them consecutively. All right, Curtis, thank you.
I mean,
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
The rings are good.
And it's a great morning if you are somebody, and I hate to do it at 6:35 a.m. I hate to bring up his name. But it's a great day if you're a guy or a lady for Cam Newton. And that is because we can make fun of him all we want.
Okay.
We can joke about it all we want. But Pete Carroll talked to media and confirmed what Cam had been telling us.
Hmm. Cam Newton said he was vaxxed as of yesterday. Is Cam somebody you would talk to?
Just so that you know, we've already talked to him. You know, we're talking to everybody that could help us, you know. And
how'd those conversations go?
There are.
Okay, good.
So Pete Carroll saying that the Seattle Seahawks have reached out to Cam Newton because Russell Wilson battling some injuries. So we made fun of him. Mm. We on the show yesterday were saying, oh, yeah, who's reaching out to him? I'm sure he's saying that. Well, people are.
Mm.
So
okay. All right.
Pete Crow.
Good news.
There you go. Tell him Courtney Carroll.
Yeah.
Good news. Kick rocks.
Good news for Cam and his father. Hopefully nobody does anybody dirty when it comes to Pete Carroll. Wiggy?
That was a sucker move right there.
Hey, it was Wiggy. A dirty move. It was a sucker move.
I didn't bring up Cam, so don't call up and yell at me. All right. I will say this. I went to the Red Sox game. I brought my two boys. My younger one's more of a baseball fan than my older one. And I kind of said it a little bit when we were talking about it to start off the show. But the energy at the stadium. Courtney, you made mention of this, and you could kind of see it with this team. This team does have a little something.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little something. I don't know if it's that destiny. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that twinkle in the eye. I don't know. Whatever it is, they got a little bit of electricity going on. And you know what? Even though, because there was people asking me about the Patriots last night, even though my beloved Pats are struggling, I think that by the Red Sox doing what they are doing, this gives us the energy that we need around here as Boston fans.
Yes.
Because I kind of think we're looking for the Celtics to be good, but we don't know if they're going to be a championship contender. The Bruins, we expect them to be a championship contender, but we kind of, some of those expectations, they kind of hit us in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
With this Red Sox team, and if, like Curtis said, two wins away just from getting to another World Series, man.
Six outs.
It's exciting. Very exciting.
Six it outs really away. Is. It is crazy.
It's electric.
Yeah.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie.
And the FL Tuve chants last night were loud and proud.
Yeah, they were loud.
I love it. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Curtis alluded to my lead. I'm just going to throw it out. I'm not going to editorialize on my lead at all. I'm just going to leave it out there. And it'll be for those of you who would like to editorialize on it to do so on your own. The president and the first lady went out for dinner the other night for the first time. They have not been out at dinner publicly at a restaurant since the pandemic began. And unfortunately, while they were dining out, the president and the first lady were not wearing their face masks.
Uh-oh.
Now, there is, of course, a mask mandate in place around this country, here in Boston, and when it comes to federal employees and on all kinds of transportation, it is mandated, whether on a plane or a train or perhaps in some cases in your own automobile, people are wearing their face masks, not the president or the first lady. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about this yesterday.
Well, I think what we are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masked in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. Oh. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here, and that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people safer. And, you know, not overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
Washington, D.C. requires, like Boston, that when you are not eating or drinking physically, that you have your mask on. Of course, some find it odd that you can sit there in a restaurant with others for an hour and a half, and then you only have to put the mask on during the 30 seconds that you are walking from your table to the door. They think that's an odd thing. Most. I'm not going to editorialize on that at all. I'll leave that to you to do the editorializing. I don't know if it makes a difference. The president, I'm assuming that the president and the first lady were dining at 4 p.m. Is that what time they eat, Ken? Does that have anything to do with it?
That's the early bird special.
So much for not editorializing.
Does COVID not come out until 7 p.m. or 8 or something like that? I don't remember. It used to be 9 o'clock around this city.
But, do we really play the Secret Service to cut Biden's food? Like, that was a little beneath him.
But how about those Red Sox? Right, Ken?
When they were doing the airplane into his mouth?
I mean, the politicians are like everybody else. They're just like us. How many of us really pay attention to these?
So what's the point then? That's my question is, if the president isn't going to follow it, I believe I once posted a photo of the acting mayor of this city who was not following it. I believe I attended an event recently at Lawn on D where there were 200 people at a golf tournament, and the secretary of labor and the acting mayor and the governor and every state senator and city councilor, everybody was there without a mask on. What's the point of having the mandate if the people who make the mandates aren't going to follow it? Was that an editorial comment? I'm just asking the question. How about you just, if people want to wear a mask, they wear it because they feel safer, and there's no mandate. Well, how about that?
Because then they can't show everybody that they have this so-called power.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Would you say a better excuse is I have a mask in every pocket, or I'm carrying it in my hands and I just haven't put it on
yet? I am glad that they pointed that out, that they were walking out with mask in hand. So now I know if I have my mask in my hand,
you're
then
okay.
I'm
all
good.
Right.
I have one in every single pocket.
I was just nervous that he has Velcro on his shoes.
All right. Those are today's leads. Coming up at 7, Bradfo on your Boston Red Sox, who are now just one out away from a World Series victory. So we will talk with Rob Bradford from WEEI.com coming up at 7.
The Red Sox are 6 outs away from their 5th World Series.
Offensive onslaught.
Gone! Ask and you shall receive.
It's a win for the Sox at Fenway.
The Red Sox lead the series 2-1 as they pound the Houston Astros again. The final Boston 12. Houston 3.
Later tonight.
It's Sox and Astros. Pregame 7:08. First pitch 8:08.
It is gone into the grandstand. Grand slam. Kyle Schwarber.
This is the Sox Station. WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
He kicks and he delivers. Swing. There's a long drive to right field. Deep toward the grandstand. Tucker looking up. It is gone! The grandstand, grand slam, Kyle Schwarber.
I believe I saw Schwarbs expressing a little emotion after that last night, Ken. Is that all right with Alex Cora?
So you really think Cora is off the mark here?
Yes.
He doesn't have the pulse of his own team. That's a bad call by him to diminish emotion in this case.
Yes. I don't believe that E-Rod, coming off the mound after 6 great innings and making the motion of tapping his watch, as was done to this team previously, is a wildly inappropriate thing. I like it. It shows a little fire. It shows a little emotion. It shows standing up for your teammates. It's everything that I would like to see in baseball, much the way I see it in either the, or I used to see it in the NFL before they tried to eliminate taunting, and the way I see it in the NHL. Yes.
But Alex Cora knows that Astros team really well. He was the bench coach there. He's talked about Correa being like a son. He loves the guy.
He loves the guy, yeah.
So he knows what those guys use to fuel them. So I believe this is Cora being like, let's not give them anything. Let's not wake a sleeping giant here. Let's just avoid any confrontation. When the series is over, you can pee on their lawn. But for right now, don't give them any added motivation.
Okay.
But then that would mean that you're scared of them. You're showing fear. As a manager, like...
Well, so Bill Belichick's afraid of all of his opponents?
No, but I'm saying...
Because he doesn't like his players giving any bulletin board material.
Yeah, but guess who gives bulletin board material? Alex Cora, right?
After the series, he said, suck on it.
Yeah, but I still think in that situation, like, we don't have to wake a lion dog. No, we're better than them, right? If you're at the position, they taunted us, we're better than them. So what? So be it. Taunt them. And Bill, don't let Belichick fool you. He don't mind... Brady taunted everybody, and he never had an issue with Brady doing that.
I also think I understand why Cora's doing it, obviously, because he's going to have to answer for it, say the Red Sox now lose the next three.
Yeah.
But in the moment, to show that much emotion around it, I do think, and you guys are going to think I'm crazy, I do think it has a little bit to do with what the Red Sox have been accused of doing in the past. I think because in Cora's mind,
I'm
sure...
Alex Cora is... especially sensitive about that.
I think that he's like, why are we giving anybody any headlines? Why are we saying, because people will draw, well, the Sox shouldn't be pointing at any watches, so
now,
on and so forth.
Would it be fair to say that after that action, Alex Cora gave E-Rod what for? Would that be fair to say?
Gave them a lot of what for.
I believe he did.
Oh, yes, he definitely did.
I believe he did.
That embrace was long and tight.
Correa defended E-Rod. I don't know if you've heard the sound, Greg, after the... pretty interesting.
No.
What happened with Eduardo Rodriguez? Did he taunt you or something?
He did my celebration. I thought it was kind of cool. it's just the way baseball should trend moving forward. You know, we talk about making baseball fun. We talk about baseball, you know, growing and more people coming to watch the sport. You know, you need things like that. You need to let the players have fun. And, you know, I loved it personally. I think the game should move in that direction where you can show emotions, you can be yourself, and you can keep it real. There is a lot of, you know, in the media, whenever you ask me questions, I keep it real all the time and I say how it is.
Spot on. Great minds think alike. It makes baseball interesting with a capital I, interesting.
But that's a different issue. This is Cora keeping his team focused, not about baseball interest.
Courtney is right. Cora is sensitive about the watch thing. He's sensitive about the Apple Watch thing.
Really?
Well, that wasn't under his.
Yeah, that is.
No, I know it's not what it is, but you'd make any type of reference to a watch. Do you think that that's brilliant?
Yeah, but Carlos Correa did it first when he made it to, like, whatever. It actually is the Dame Lillard thing. Dame Lillard, who plays for the Portland Trailblazers, does it. So I don't know what it is. It's like, maybe see what time it is, right? And I got no problem. I'm all for trash talking in sports. I think it's fun. I think, you know, players enjoy it. We just heard from Carlos Correa talking about it. And I think that it shows, hey, listen, if you start to say, oh, don't wake a sleeping dog, I'm kind of like, hey, Alex, you don't think we going to mollywop this team?
And I agree, and I've been watching the series. I know what it came from, but I'm saying that in anybody's mind that's watching that has been watching the Red Sox for a very long time, who has been hearing about these cheating scandals day in and day out, any type of reference to a watch during a baseball game isn't a great one.
So maybe that's
but
why
I
it was
like
done.
It. I don't mind E-Rod doing
them,
it.
Then. Maybe that's why it was done to them.
Right.
So I don't like that either. Here's angry Principal Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Did you go to bed early last night?
I did. Yeah. Why do I have high energy today?
Oh my God! This is the highest energy you've had in a long time. You've been amazing this morning, and your homeless neighbor cannot call you not impressive.
You've been extremely impressive
this morning.
Thank you.
Great job, and you are 100% right. What E-Rod did last night was fantastic. I mean, people want emotion out of him. That was a sign of emotion. It's amazing, and it's great. You're right. 100% behind you on that, Greg.
It's great for
job
baseball
today.
It's great for baseball.
That is the dumbest take of all time.
It absolutely is.
What's the dumbest take?
That game was entertaining because of the Schwarber Grand Slam. It was entertaining because the offense was excellent again. J.D. Martinez has 30 postseason RBIs. It was excellent because the crowd was invested. That moment was totally irrelevant. That's not going to bring people to the game. People were brought to the game and they saw Schwarber go deep with the Grand Slam, the third Grand Slam in back-to-back games. That's why that was entertaining. To say that the game will be succeeding or not based on whether or not a pitcher can point to his arm is idiotic.
It shows emotion, though. You're right, Greg.
It shows emotion.
Yeah.
That's what you want from, Easy Eddie.
And that's all we asked for after his last start.
Yes. Here is David. Hello, David.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Great game last night. I was at the game. I'm going to tell you, I love what E-Rod did. I love it. I love it. I love it. Baseball needs that. You need attitudes. Just like when a guy knows he's hitting a home run, when he hits that ball, flip that bat. You need that in baseball. This is what's bringing the young generation back in, is the high scoring like it's going on. Mm-hmm. Never mind this 1-1 game, 2-1 game, that kind of crap. You want the high scoring. Game is over in 9 innings. You know, you go into the 10, 11, 12 scoring, whatever it is. Click on your watch. Yes, it's E-time. That's what E-Rod was doing. It's E-time. That's right. Do it. Keep doing it.
David?
The game needs it.
David,
yes.
where is the regular listener photo of David on the Twitch stream this morning? Oh, there it is.
It never gets
now,
old.
David, many of you, you may not know. I don't know how you would not know because David calls this show every day, and I appreciate that. David was David was a former professional athlete, and if I remember correctly, one time you were playing in a soccer match, and the other guy tapped the sundial right in your face. Is that correct?
No, that was my golf with you.
I believe I remember that happening.
This is bullying, Greg.
It was
he has to see the picture though. Somehow somebody's got to get this picture to him.
I like people who think that's actually the photo of David, because sometimes in the Twitch chat they're like, "Wow, David looks pretty old when he was playing professional soccer." All right, we got to take a break, but Red Sox 2 wins away from advancing to the World Series after an extraordinary offensive explosion last night. So we'll talk to Rob Bradford from WEEI.com about that coming up next.
The Hit Parade continues.
The Hit Parade continues for Boston.
It's Sox and Astros.
Later tonight.
Way back! Gone!
Pre-game 7:08. First pitch 8:08.
This is the Sox Station. WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.